Welcome back, and this is Linda Ronstadt, who at this time, early 1970s, late 60s perhaps, was fronting a band called the Stone Ponies, and this was their signature song, their number one hit, A Different Drum. And you know who wrote this song? Michael Nesmith. That's right, Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, and they've just come out with a new album, which is getting critical acclaim. It's called Good Times. If you haven't heard the Monkees' new album, you got to get a copy. It's just great. This is their 50th anniversary and just a terrific album. All right, just a reminder, coming up at the top of the next hour, Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's an internationally recognized authority on national security strategy and counterterrorism. And he is, in his new book entitled Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, he's produced a rather compelling profile of the jihadi movement, its mind and motivation, and his plan to defeat it. That's Dr. Sebastian Gorka coming up at the top of the next hour. Hey, finally, a dating and friendship site to meet others with similar interests. Find your match that shares an interest in the paranormal, science, life after death, ghost stories, Bigfoot, UFOs, alternative medicine, and conspiracy theories. It's called ParanormalDate.com. Get this, they are fast approaching 49,000 members. 49,000 members. Hey, if you're looking to meet someone, why wouldn't you want to tap into that community? ParanormalDate.com. It's free to join. Why not get started right now? Remember, you're not alone. When we come back, more of my conversation with former crime writer, sports journalist Bob Mitchell, who's now turned his considerable skills towards the UFO ET issue, and his co-author, Jason Quitt, healer, shaman, and multi-dimensional time traveler. Together they've penned a brand new book entitled Forbidden Knowledge, Revelations of a Multi-Dimensional Time Traveler. And we'll get back to that conversation, and then at the bottom of this hour we'll open up the phone lines and you can have at them. This is Coast to Coast AM. My name is Richard Serrett. Stay with us. Welcome back. Bob Mitchell, Canadian author, journalist, stays with us. Jason Quitt, healer, a shaman, a multidimensional time traveler, and together they've written Forbidden Knowledge, Revelations of a Multidimensional Time Traveler. Before the break, let me give a bit of a summary here. So here we have Bob Mitchell, this hard-boiled journalist who's written, he's been a crime reporter, sports writer for the Toronto Star, has sort of ventured into the UFO field, written a number of books about that, albeit with, a skeptical point of view. And then along comes Jason Quitt, who claims he has had these altercations with entities on the astral plane. And the two of them hook up at a UFO conference in Brantford a couple years ago. And again, the product is this new book. Now, Bob, before the break, you were telling us about how it was, and I asked you, how is it that you were willing to accept Jason Quitt's story, and you mentioned this health expo that you had attended with Jason, and it had something to do with these crystals. Did you want to pick up on that?
Health show in, I guess it was the first week of April, and Jason has one of the, I guess, world's best private collection of rare and ancient crystals, and I was saying that people were coming up to the booth and holding them and closing their eyes and having this religious experience, that I kind of felt jealous that I couldn't do anything like that. I picked up a couple, tried to do the same thing, had no reaction whatsoever. And before I did that, one of the weirdest things I saw was that it wasn't just adults coming up to our booth. There were kids 8, 9, 10, maybe even younger. And when I was that age, I went to card shows and wanted to get, Frank Mahovlich's card, Dave Keon's card, Gordie Howe.
I'm with you on that one, yeah, for sure.
I mean, these kids are asking their parents to buy crystals. They're picking it up and they're saying, "Oh, I've got this one," and they're telling me that it makes them feel good when they have it in their room. They go to sleep with it. They just feel so wonderful. And it's mind-boggling to me, because I don't know anything about this. So Jason tells me to hold one in my left hand, one in my right hand, and to breathe in through my left hand and breathe out through my right hand. And I did it several times, and nada, nothing happened. And I thought, well, okay. And he was telling me that we have a physical body and an energetic body. And our energetic body is the body we carry with us through past lives. So, a lot of people say they've had past life experience, and Jason's had many past lives. And so I figured, okay, well, it didn't do anything for me, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work. Well, lo and behold, about, I would say, less than half hour later, I started getting this extreme pain in my left shoulder. And I mean, it started to hurt. And I had broken my right shoulder a few years ago, and it was the same kind of pain. Yet I hadn't done anything. I hadn't lifted anything than a very tiny crystal in each hand. And the pain didn't get any better. It started to go down my left arm. Now, people would think, oh, you're having a heart attack. But it didn't feel like that. It just felt like my arm was broken. And this was on the Saturday, and we still had a Sunday show to do. And on the way home, I literally had to force my right hand to put my left hand on the steering wheel, and I had to do the turn signals with my right hand. And I woke up Sunday morning. I think I took a Tylenol 3 to go to bed, and it wasn't any better. In fact, it actually felt worse, and I couldn't explain it. So when I got back to the show, Jason said, basically, it's a past trauma, an energetic trauma that has to be rid out of my body, and there was a blockage, and perhaps in a past life, I had that arm injured in some way. It made sense because there was no rational explanation to me why my arm was hurting so much, and he said it would take a few days, but everything would go back to normal, and sure enough, in a few days, the pain went completely away. No idea why it came, no idea why it went away. And I thought, well, that's amazing. I mean, am I going to start feeling the vibration that all these other people are doing? We're at another show. I think I was at one show, and another woman came up to me and pressed her hand on my heart and said, you're going to experience something wonderful very soon. I don't know what that is. Haven't happened yet. And then this past weekend, we were at Tesla Mania in Hamilton.
Right. Just celebrated his birthday.
Yeah. And one of the people in our booth is a man named August Worley. And he's in our book. He's from Asheville, actually. That's actually where George Norrie's going to be down pretty soon. And he has this pyramid device that has a Tesla coil in it. And I'm not sure actually how it works, but it's supposed to be a healing type machine. It's quite big. It's maybe 2 feet by 2 feet. It's a pyramid shape. And it just coincidentally that for a couple of weeks, I've been having a pain on my right, ribs. And I don't know where it came from. It felt like somebody had kicked me in the ribs. Again, no idea where this pain came from, and it came and go. It wasn't there constantly, but it was very painful. And I had it that day, but halfway through the day, I sat down at the machine, I put my hands on it, and for 10 minutes I had this, I guess it's a magnetic field that is supposed to reach about 50 feet every direction, and I put my hands on it, and as I had my hands on it, I could actually, I tried to breathe to see if I felt the pain, and the pain wasn't there. And I couldn't, I had pain before I sat down. I'm on this machine, and after 10 minutes, the pain was completely gone. And I tried to feel the pain inside. I said, well, this makes no sense to me, but it took the pain away. And the pain did come back slightly over the next few days, but the last few days, I haven't experienced any pain whatsoever.
Okay, so Bob, I mean, there's some remarkable things happening here. We have this, Tesla healing technologies.
Yeah,
I
believed in.
Okay, but how does that relate? Bring it all home for us. How does that relate to let's say, for example, ETs and the what we've called previously the alien abduction phenomena, although we may need to rename that now, sort of as the astral abduction phenomena. How do you think that relates to Tesla and past lives and all of this stuff?
Well, you know, the Tesla thing is interesting because he created so many devices that most people today have no idea ever existed. Healing devices that, had he been allowed to do patents and allowed to get it out, we might not need the pharmaceuticals that we have today. And of course, the pharmaceuticals run, it's big business. So I'm not sure it actually connects to the alien part of it, but this book is both on, you know, forbidden knowledge, knowledge that mankind really has been kept hidden, and Tesla is part of it, just as the ET question, that's been hidden by the government, and the fact that, you know, we were probably an engineered species, we touch on that in the book too, and mainstream scientists and the archaeologists and historians, you mention that to them, and they go apoplectic because they've been earning their careers telling you that, you know, the pyramids were built by thousands of slaves over, you know, 100-year period or more, taking rocks and cutting them in precise laser cuts with tools that didn't exist. So, you know, you just have to think about what we've been taught. You get somebody like Jason who tries to put it all together from his past lives, going back and forth, having lived in ancient Egypt and having lived in other parts of the country and other solar systems, other planets. The world we live in isn't the world we think it is. And even this body that we have, reincarnation, this is just one aspect of it. There's far more to life than just what we see now. And when we leave this existence in the third dimension, we'd have another life in other dimensions until we're ready to come back in another form. And that form doesn't necessarily happen to be in human form. It can be in any kind of entity you want, because Jason has, you know, as far as he's concerned, he has memories of living lives on different planets in different alien forms. It's not just the human form. So reincarnation is a whole universal thing, and there is, you know, God as we think it is the source that creates everything, not just mankind, but creates alien entities and dimensional beings too.
Jason, you mentioned off the top, as one of your earliest memories was talking to your mother and saying, "Mom, aren't you glad I picked you as my mom?" In other words, you had this memory of being in this sort of 1980s era airport, and these entities asked you, okay, you were a baby, picked you up out of your crib and said, okay, now it's time for you to pick your parents. And almost as if you're being asked to begin a new, like a video game, you know, choose your reality, spin the wheel, pick whatever you want. Is that what we're talking about here, that life here in the third dimension is, as Jim Elvidge, who's been on this program, has talked about, kind of a computer simulation? Is that what the reality is? Is it a computer simulation?
I wouldn't call it a computer simulation, but I would say that we do choose our experiences. And, you know, coming to this third dimensional world we call Earth, it's quite a difficult journey to come here because there's so much suffering in this world. So, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, how do we choose our lives or choose our parents when, you know, we can be born in a war-torn country or abusive parents or, you know, live miserable lives. It's a very hard question to come about. I think that we choose our path before we come here. I think that, you know, when we leave our bodies or when we're, let's say we're a spirit or energy, we're outside of time and space. And we also live multiple existences at once. which I've actually experienced multiple times already, where, you know, I could be living here as Jason, but there's maybe infinite numbers of consciousness out there that I could also be a part of and also be experiencing over there as well. So I think that we've done this before. I think we've lived our lives multiple times, and we can actually choose to go back into the third dimension, into time and space, to relive our lives, make new decisions, and change our path, change our future.
And these entities that gave you a glimpse of our collective future, which was rather apocalyptic, you were on a planet that was basically everything was blood red and everything had been burnt to a crisp. Another timeline where you witnessed a concentration camp where young children were being murdered. Mm-hmm. But who are these people showing you this, and why are they showing you this?
It's a tough answer, but I actually think that it's just myself in the future. I know it sounds very strange, but I think that we have abilities to insert ourselves in different time periods. And when I came back from these time traveling experiences, there was a thought in the back of my mind that I've already lived through this. So it's almost like I've already experienced those futures, but for some reason we can come back and insert our consciousness into different timelines. So maybe we could make different decisions. Maybe we could change different timelines. Do I think that future is going to happen in our world, in our timeline? Personally, I don't think so. And I really hope I'm right about that. Because I do think that we have a power of altering our future.
What about the year 2700? You were taken to the year 2700. Yes. What did you see there? What did you experience, Jason?
Totally different world. And a lot of times when I'm taken into, distant future, most of the time I just think I'm on another planet because it's just so different. But this one in particular was definitely Earth. And it took place after a historical war against two alien species, and they showed me one of them, and the only way I could describe it was like an ant being. Never seen that one before, but and they showed me that they built these step pyramids like in our ancient past, these ant people.
Wait, the Hopi Indians talk about ant people?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. I just saw them. I wasn't told that they were ant people, but that's the only way I could describe what they look like. So I guess that fits the description. After this war, it was decided that there would be no more governments, and the human population would be ruled by this artificial intelligence, which was integrated into all human beings and also everything technological. So even the buildings themselves had this interface, and it's almost like you are telepathic. You can communicate to anybody else using your mind, get information.
Hey, it sounds like not 2700, but just, I mean, that's coming at us. That's right down the road. I mean, they're talking about the Internet of Everything. The future has arrived today, my friends. All right, Justin and Bob, stay put. We'll open up the phone lines when we come back and continue to delve into this remarkable tale, Forbidden Knowledge, Revelations of a Multidimensional Time Traveler. Here are the Grateful Dead and Casey Jones taking us into the break right here on Coast to Coast AM. And I do thank you for your fine company. This is Life on Mars, also known as Is There Life on Mars by David Bowie, which was first released in 1971 on his Hunky Dory album. And This song was once described by a music critic on BBC Radio 2 as a cross between a Broadway musical and a Salvador Dali painting. I think that is just about the most apt description of this particular tune I've ever heard. Richard Serrett sitting in on Coast to Coast AM, coming to you live from Canada's, or Coast's Toronto affiliate, Talk Radio AM 640, and my weekly syndicated radio show, The Conspiracy Show, can be heard out of Toronto on Zoomer Radio, Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, or you can stream it live online at zoomerradio.ca, or you can download it, download the free app and listen to it that way, the Conspiracy Show app. It's available at Google Play and iTunes. And then there's the TV show, which is also called The Conspiracy Show. You need flowcharts for my career anyway. The Conspiracy Show on TV is now in season 4 across Canada on Vision TV. And that's Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. And seasons 1 through 3 are available in the U.S. on Hulu. Phone calls, questions, and comments for Bob Mitchell and Jason Quitt, the hard-boiled journalist and the multidimensional time traveler, when Coast to Coast continues right after this. All right, welcome back to Coast AM. Richard Serrett with you. Follow me on Twitter and say hello at Richard Serrett, S as in Simon, Y because I love you, R-E-T-T, Richard Serrett. Bob Mitchell and Jason Quitt stay with us. The book is Forbidden Knowledge, Revelations of a Multidimensional Time Traveler, and before the break, Jason, you were talking to us about experiencing the year 2700 on Earth, and it seemed to me that where you were heading with this was pretty much where we're headed right now, and that is a world dominated by artificial intelligence.
Yep, that's what it was like. And when I was there, I thought this was very impressive, actually. Everything was very advanced and clean and futuristic. But when I came back, I just kind of got this overwhelming feeling that this was also not a really good thing in our future to be connected like this. But then again, you know, we create our own futures, and I think other worlds and other planets have gone down this path before, and I think it's just a learning opportunity for this planet as well. But
are you just being shown? Okay, but are you just being shown these things, or is there any indication about how we get our, you know, get ourselves out of this mess? How we can avoid these possible futures?
Yes, I've always been told that you need to heal yourself. And that is basically the main message that these beings come to talk to me about. They say that we carry energies with us from life to life, and that determines our path. And, you know, the way we think, our belief systems, our emotions, what we're taught, we pass those on through the generations, and that energy creates the reality that we're in. So by healing or letting go or expanding our awareness, we can actually start to change and alter the future. And I think that's the greatest power that we have, and that's what true free will is that we have the choice to let go of our belief systems, let go of our past, and when we do this, we can start to create new future timelines.
All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll be...
Richard.
Oh, Bob, yes, you want to weigh in here?
Before we go to the phones, maybe we can do our announcement.
You want to take care of that now? Absolutely, let's do it. Bob Mitchell and Jason Quitt.
Might want to ask us questions.
All right, let's get to the big announcement, an exclusive right here on Coast to Coast AM.
Drum roll. And
all right.
Okay, you mentioned earlier that when NASA unplugged that photo, that people had a meltdown. And it occurred to me that's a really good word to describe what people are going to have once they read our book. They're going to have a complete meltdown because the book is called... Well, first off, Stephen Bassett says disclosure is going to happen before President Obama leaves. And if that does happen, more power to him. But Jason and I both believe that whatever is disclosed will only be a very tiny part of the whole giant world of extraterrestrials and the great conspiracy and cover-up. So we decided that we're going to beat them to the punch. And we're coming out with a book, and the title is Disclosed, The Chronicles of John Teeter II. And this is not the John Teeter that came in 2000. This is a completely different person. And it's going to...
John Teeter, the celebrated time traveler who made claims of being a time traveler and then appeared on this program and then disappeared.
Yeah, well, this guy is real and alive, and I think I can announce now that he's going to be at next summer's Alien Cosmic Expo as one of the premier guests that Jason and I are going to present there, along with our book, and it's going to rock the world. I'm telling you that much. It's going to explain things that people have always thought were true. People are going to be, their minds are going to be blown, and it's, you name it, we're going to tell you about it based on his experiences. He's basically been, he's been a high-level operative for one of the most highest top-secret units in the U.S. Air Force for decades, and literally decades, and it's he knows what has happened in the past, what's happened in the future. It's a very mind-boggling journey. So if you think forbidden knowledge was life-changing, this book will be equally as life-changing.
So you're calling this individual, and you're not going to identify him tonight, but you're calling him John Teeter II.
Oh, he is John Teeter II.
Oh, that's how he's identifying himself.
Yeah, and that's who he is. But he has absolutely nothing to do with the person who claimed to be John Teeter. In fact, our John Teeter has never talked to anybody on any late-night talk show.
And he's approached you to write this book?
We actually approached him.
All right.
And again, and it was sort of synchronicity, just like how I met Jason. It just came, and we're almost finished the book. And Jason, maybe you can tell him when it's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out September 30th on Amazon.com. And like I said, the universe somehow brought all this information, all these people together at this time. And this book is definitely groundbreaking, and the information is so out there that when you start to really researching it and connecting the dots, it really is, I would say it's definitely disclosure in a book.
I do want to get to the calls, and people are being very patient, but I can't. I have to pursue this. I mean, so I just to be clear, you're saying that the two of you are going to be releasing this new book in September, and the subject is John Teeter II, a time traveling whistleblower who is highly placed in the United States Air Force.
Yes,
that's correct.
And you're convinced of the veracity of his story that he related to you.
And in fact, without giving too much away, if he isn't correct, then we're in for a big pile of trouble very soon.
If he's not correct.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna leave it there, and I'm sure the two of you
scare the bejesus out of you. Believe me.
All right.
And actually, it's a roller coaster of a book that will take you up and down, and you're gonna hope and pray that he's right. In some cases, some other cases, you hope he's wrong, but. He is, we've been speaking to him for several months now, several times a week. Can't tell you where he's located, but he's agreed to come out of the shadows and and go to conferences. And one of his first, maybe his first appearance, will be at ACE with us. So,
Alien Cosmic Expo in Brantford. All right, next summer.
Well, it's not going to be. Actually, it won't be in Brantford next year. We're moving it to Toronto. So, another announcement. So,
okay. All right, so, well, we can look forward to that on Coast, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Bob Mitchell, Jason Quitt, and John Teeter II, a time traveler, highly placed in the United States Air Force on this program. All right, count on it. Let's go to the phone lines. On the wild card line, Max is in Sandusky, Ohio. Hi, Max. Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
We're well.
Good, good. Thanks for having me. Pardon me if I start to talk a little fast because I get really excited and feel like I'm taking up too much time here. But I had some really, things that I thought were really cool that you were reminding me of what you're talking about tonight. I'll preface it by talking about my son. He's 8 years old. And I remember a very specific conversation that we had at one point when he asked me, he said, Dad, I know that my brain tells my body what to do, but how does my brain know how to tell my body what to do? And I said, Max, you just asked me what consciousness is, you know. And I proceeded to tell him, basically, that what consciousness is to me is, you know, I told him that imagine your body like it's a car. And your engine, you know, makes the car move. It tells it what to do. There's somebody sitting inside that car that is making that engine operate. And that is consciousness. But I told him, you know, we don't know if it's an energy force. We don't know exactly what it is. That is the one thing that science has not been able to describe to us. Is what consciousness is. And what that reminds me of so much is an experience that I had one time. Some people close to me and I, we've done some experimenting with dimethyltryptamine, you know, some ceremonious sessions. And what I really found at one point was the overwhelming sensation that I was inside like an organic machine. You know, the saliva in my mouth and the blood in my veins was essentially the oil. And I've seen parts of my reality peeled away by these things that has shown me exactly what you guys are talking about. And I just wanted to ask how you felt about all that.
All right. Now, Justin, you didn't use ayahuasca to attain your encounters on the astral plane, or did you?
No, I didn't. But I did do ayahuasca ceremonies afterwards. the caller is absolutely right. When you're changing the brain with different chemicals, you're changing its vibrational nature and you're peeling away the fabric of this reality. And when I was on ayahuasca, I had a feeling that, the physical body is basically part of the earth. It's really connected to this planet, and the soul or the energy system of the body can come and go and inhabit this earth body, which is not ours. We just inhabit it.
All right. Max in Sandusky, or Cleveland, rather. Thank you for that. Let's go to the wild card line again. Melina is in Sedona, Arizona. Melina or Melena?
Hi.
Hi there. Good morning. Welcome to Coast AM.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very curious. As a child, I had many dozens and dozens of sketchy ET memories. I also had astral travel and sleep paralysis. I was given 3 full memories of extraterrestrials, and I say given because they were very clear and the other ones were not. But when I was 9, I was taken to a burned-out planet. It was exactly as your guest describes. It was off in the distance, it was red fire and golden fires burning. It was smelled of burnt out ash. There was crusty, everything was just burnt and ash and charred. And I was told, you were to stop this from happening on Earth. And of course, my little mind was, I'm nine. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And it haunted me for the rest of my life, up until 2014. 2014, I was terrified of all these experiences and these memories up until about 2011. When I was 9, it was in the 1970s, so I'm almost 50. And So I didn't deal with any of it. I had messages come through to me, you're not doing what you're here to do on this planet. I had random people walking up to me on the street saying these things to me, and I'm like, you've got the wrong person.
So but, what changed in 2014, Milena, because we're short on time? What changed?
So I was stopping by Dolores Cannon's Transformation Conference on the way home from a journey. I was there for two short half days. I was standing in line to buy a different book, and I opened a book by Sherry Wilde called The Forgotten Promise. The same thing happened to her. She was taken to the Earth. She was overlooking the Earth. She saw a tidal wave start. It took her to, you know, the United States burning. The planet was burning. She was nine. She was told, you were to stop this from happening on Earth. So now there's three people, your guest, Sherry Wilde, myself, and probably many others, and I'm wondering why are we being shown this? What is the commonality of all of this? What is happening? Has this happened already? Mine was not like your guest at higher self. Mine was, I had three beings with me. I saw them clearly. So I'd love comments from your guests on this.
All right, Justin. Sure. Jason, sorry.
I think that because this planet is heading down a certain direction, many beings from different dimensions and other planets who have experienced this type of experience before are being called here with experience to help in shifting so that we can avert those mistakes that other systems, other planets have done before. So I think that karmically we're pulled here because we have experienced those other worlds, those other destructions, and we come here with those memories to try to heal them and warn others and just talk about it like we're doing tonight, because just the awareness of it is shifting many people.
All right. Thank you, Milena, in Sedona, Arizona. Bob Mitchell and Jason Quitt, likewise, thank you for spending some time with us. And the book, again, Forbidden Knowledge, Revelations of a Multidimensional Time Traveler. Leave us with a website for both of you. Bob first.
Okay. It's Bob Mitchell, author, templesite.com. My email is bobmitchellwriter@gmail.com.
All right, and Jason?
TheCrystalSun.com. TheCrystalSun, SUN.com.
TheCrystalSun.com. And Bob, I think you cut out there, so give us yours once more, your website.
BobMitchellAuthor.SimpleSite.com.
BobMitchellAuthor.SimpleSite.com.
Yeah.
All right, and we will, in the meantime, look forward to your next book coming out this fall involving revelations from time traveler John Teeter II. Thank you both. The Zombies taking us into the break. This will be our year. And then after that, Dr. Sebastian Gorka will tell us how to prepare to defeat the existential threat now facing us all, jihad. Stay with us. Coast to Coast AM. My name is Richard Serrett.